Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad that you're here for our monthly live show. This is the live show that was recorded on Sunday night, March 17th, 2019. And we took your calls for over an hour talking all Disney topics. We talked about first-time Disney cruise experiences, what not to miss, best ship for your first Disney cruise itineraries. We also talked a lot of Galaxy's Edge and how that may or may not impact your fall 2019 vacations. We talked about luckiest things to happen at a Disney destination. That was a lot of fun. We talked about the Disney dining plan. Lots of great calls. Thanks to everybody who was a part of the show. We'll do this again in April. Plan on the third Sunday of the month. That's where we're going to try to make this happen each and every month here moving forward. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at The Magic for Less Travel. Whenever you're headed to a Disney destination, support the Be Our Guest podcast and get great, great guest service each and every trip. You're going to get an awesome agent who cares very much about your trip. They're going to get you the lowest price possible on that trip and amazing service. So check them out today. Drop by themagicforless.com. Also support the show with our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It helps support the show with each and every purchase. So please bookmark it on all your devices. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. All right, let's get to the live show from last Sunday night. We had a good time. Thanks to everybody who called, and enjoy today's podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to the March 2019 Be Our Guest Podcast live show. We are so glad that you are here. It is a Sunday night as we record this live on Facebook and on Mixlr as well. It is a Thursday. If you had something to do over the weekend or you're still celebrating St. Patrick's Day as we recorded this show, either way, we are so glad that you're here to join us for some fun Disney talk. We're going to have a great time tonight and opening up those phone lines, talking about anything you want to talk about. Galaxy's Edge, I kind of want to talk a little cruising. I'm getting excited for that. There's new dining at Disney Springs. I'm going to let Ricky tell us how to pronounce the new restaurant, whatever it is. It looked good today as I saw some of the previews. We've got just awesome stuff to talk about, but we need your phone calls. This show is all about your phone calls, so get set. As soon as we get through the introductions, we're going to take your calls at 407-413-9395. All right, joining us to have a fun Disney conversation, we can definitely hear her now. And she looks great, all in green for St. Patrick's Day with a cat in the picture. What's up, Ricky Niblett? How's it going tonight?
Things are lovely. Happy St. Patty's Day to you all. And yes, Opie decided he would like to get in on the show today. So, but he always decides he wants to get in on the show.
He does. That cat is always in the frame. And there you go.
He is. He's going to sit down now. So.
All right. So we are going to open the phone lines up to talk about, to either one of us, about anything you want to talk about in the Disney universe. It is 407-413-9395. This is your chance to ask a question, go right to the top if you've been waiting to hear your question on the show. If you have a comment, maybe a mini trip report, maybe you just got back from Walt Disney World. I know a lot of folks are packing for vacations in the live chat right now. Peter's headed to Disneyland as we speak. Lots going on, and some of us, our listeners, are down. It's spring training. They live there. Michelle's down there in between like five different spring training sites for the Nationals and the Cardinals and the Marlins. Oh, I'm so jealous, man. That'd be just living the dream. But Ricky, as we wait for our first phone call here, which we had a ton last month, so I hope it's all working. I checked it out and it seemed to be working. What's going on in the news? I know you did Mouse Bites a little bit earlier today. So what's happening? What's that new? How do you pronounce that new restaurant? Jaleo? Jaleo?
Jaleo. Yes. So there's two new restaurants, actually. Jaleo is the table service location, and then there's Pepe, which is the quick service location, because I think there's some part of the contract that says you have to open both when you open a new restaurant at Disney Springs. But the two restaurants are kind of, they are, have Spanish influence to them, so that's kind of nice. And they both look delicious. Looks like Pepe isn't super big, so not a lot of place to sit there, but the Jaleo looks like it's spacious, and I think it's two stories, actually, from what I saw. Lots of good food, so yeah, should be a good time to experience. It's too bad it wasn't open last weekend when I was there.
Yeah, no kidding. No, you just missed it. All right, we have our first caller of the day from the 636 area code. You know what that means, Ricky?
Yes.
That's St. Louis. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Kyla.
Hi, Kyla. Hi, how you Kyla? Doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing awesome. Great. You're in St. Louis area, right? Looks like it.
Well, we used to be. Missouri, but down in Joplin now.
Oh, that works.
Yeah.
Yes. We did a fundraiser for Joplin years ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We still get to St. Louis every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, I remember when that big old tornado hit down there and helped the towns recovered from that. We did a big fundraiser with the guys over at Webway. So it was Missouri
that was helping actually before. We were still in St. Louis when that hit. So.
I'm glad. Glad to hear it. So how can we help you?
Well, I have a question. We are bringing a family trip of 13 people down in November. And just wanting to see, like, what restaurants you guys recommend for a group that big. We have 5 kids, ranging from 2 to 12, so something that'll be kid-friendly, but that's also going to be fairly easy to get into with that many people.
Ooh, good question. And we got our live chat going on. So this is where the benefit is. You have better people than us giving suggestions, but we'll hang on line with us. We'll have this discussion. So, Ricky, when I first heard this question, I was thinking my favorite place, which is Maya Grill over Cornell Springs. Easy to get into. We've done large groups there many times. They have like long tables, but the kids aren't going to enjoy that. I'll be honest. It's more of an adult venue. So Maya Grill is out. Okay. Ricky, what were you thinking?
Yeah, no, Maya Grill is definitely out. Plus, it takes forever to get your bill there.
Maya Grill, so. Don't split the bill.
you don't want that. I was actually thinking, a great place, and we talk about it a lot, is a beer garden. I think that it has a lot of things since it is a buffet. It's a buffet, right? Yeah. There's a lot of options for people to choose from. Disney's really good with their buffets too, because they always have a lot of things for kids on buffets that are especially geared toward them. Although us adults can get it too, and I often do. So so there's that. But Beer Garden has the long tables. And there's also Tepanito too, which has the tables that seat large groups. And that's where they cook in front of you, it's in the Japan Pavilion. So those are always the ones that I think a lot of people discuss. Anywhere else that you're going to go, a lot of those places, they are going to have to either push tables together or have the party at 2 separate tables that are nearby a lot of times. So tend to keep that in mind. A lot of the restaurants, they'll have to smush the tables together, I know. And pretty much any Disney restaurant will be more than happy to do that for you. For the most part.
Yeah, Nancy in the chat, she suggested Garden Grill, which is a great one. That first came to mind, but their tables are fixed because the restaurant rotates.
Well, they are fixed, right? But they do have actual tables like that aren't along the railing part.
They can
actual
move for 13.
Tables are pushed back. Yeah, because we had a pretty large group there when we died. I know you weren't eating that night.
Oh,
that
dude, that
morning,
I was dying that day. I thought I was dead that day. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I do know that they do have the ability to push those tables together there and seat people. I know I just ate at Crystal Palace. They were able to push some tables next to each other there for a larger party that was sitting next to me, which is a good option too, because it's a character meal and it's got Winnie the Pooh and friends there. So that's an option.
So I have 2 more quick suggestions. Ohana would be fun because they get the kids up and out of the seats, and it's got the only thing about Ohana, we ate there over marathon weekend. To me, I know Disney prices are high, but Ohana is shockingly expensive. I mean, it's, I'm a Midwestern guy, so I don't pay New York prices ever, and I go to Texas Roadhouse before 6 because it's like a buck off, I'm a frugal kind of guy. But I mean, I was there by myself and the bill was like $58, I didn't drink anything. I had a Coke. So it's fun. It's a good place for large groups, but it's expensive. The other place I was thinking, slightly less expensive, but I think it would entertain the kids, is Whispering Canyon over at Wilderness Lodge. That might be fun. They do big groups well there.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the suggestions.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And you have a great week down Joplin.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Talk
to you later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 407-413-9395. Look at that. Knocking them down. Putting them, we had them up and knocking them down. That's how
we
do it. They changed the menu over at Whispering Canyon last week, didn't they?
They did. They still have skillets, but they have multiple option skillets. So it's not just the one skillet option where you just get a set amount, you know, the set kind of meats and that's it. I think they had a seafood one, and they had a few other options, and they're going to have some different breakfast ones too. So at least now you have some choices instead of, well, this is all you get, which is kind of a nice thing.
Yeah, I was shocked because it kind of looked like they were really going all in on the skillets, which... To me, that the skillet is, you know, it meets the theme really well for Whispering Canyon, but I think it's probably also probably their most popular thing too.
Probably, I do wonder if they'll still offer, you know, the a la carte option there too, though.
Yeah, that's, we'll see. Yeah. All right, hey, we got our next caller on the line. Thanks for calling. Who's on the line?
Hey, Mike, it's Melissa. How are you doing, bud?
Good. What's going on, Melissa?
Hey.
Oh, just you know, thinking about Disney Cruise. Cruises, and I've never done a Disney cruise.
No, don't ever. You don't want to do a Disney cruise. They're no fun. They're just if you want them to take all your money for the next 10 years. No, right? they're awesome.
Oh, yeah. But I am really excited to try it. But I feel that my boyfriend might be a little more apprehensive than I am. So I guess kind of hoping you could convince him a bit. Like, what are some of the best tips of Disney cruises and just first time strategies, when to go, all that good stuff.
Okay, well, hang on the line and let's let Ricky, she's the more recent of us two that have been on a cruise. I did not cruise last year and it is killing me right now. It's actually a great thing at this point because I am so ultra excited about getting back on the Dream in 102 days with all of our podcast listeners. Oh, I can't wait. So much planned. But Ricky, you cruised to Canada, which I thought was extremely cool because it's never on my radar to do that. But after you did it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to do that someday. What would you say for somebody that's never cruised, trying to convince them, like what maybe top three reasons why to cruise?
One is it's way more relaxing than a Walt Disney World vacation. That's kind of the best part to me is that the ability to relax on the ship is just so incredibly great. I mean, you don't have to run around everywhere. The activities are basically kind of brought to you. I mean, in the sense of you're on the ship. I mean, you don't have to go everywhere to get to them. The food is great, and things like that too. If you're looking for characters, you know, I know he's not a big fan like that, but if you are looking for characters, it's really easy to be able to meet them. You don't have to queue up in line for forever unless it's like a super rare character, that kind of thing. Disney Cruise Line is the best. I mean, I've had great cruises on there. They've been so fantastic. The nightlife is so much fun. If you are did you say it was just the two of you? Is that what you were looking at?
Oh yeah, just the two of us. And so I'm at least happy that I got him to get excited about Disney World. So hoping I can get him to fight the Disney Cruise bug as well.
That's good. The clubs are amazingly fun. I am there every single night when I'm on a Disney cruise ship. And it's just because, yeah, I mean, it's not for the dancing. It's not like that's what the only thing that they have. No, I mean, they do offer dancing at the end of the night. But the nighttime entertainment that they have in the clubs is so fantastic. I laugh all so hard. And, you know, they do have some chill kind of atmospheres too, you know, like the O'Gills or you know, Keys or whatever, depending on whatever ship you're on. But the nighttime entertainment is so fantastic. And, you know, there really is something so great about being in one port one day and then waking up and being in a completely different port the next day and then waking up and being in at sea and waking up and being in a different port. Like, seeing the world that way is so fantastic because you get a little bit of a taste of these different places that you're going. And so then it allows you to go, hey, you know what? I might want to go there again in the future or, you know, whatever too. So that's kind of a nice little bonus about cruising too.
And I will add just quickly, it's very much, if you're used to Walt Disney World, if you're a fan of Walt Disney World, picture staying in a deluxe resort because that's what being on the ship is. It's a deluxe resort. You have deluxe dining options. I would say that, you know, just the main dining rooms like Animator's Palette, Enchanted Palace, or not Enchanted, was it?
Royal Palace.
Enchanted Garden, Royal Enchanted Palace. Garden. I'm getting them all confused. You know, all these Tritons, all these restaurants on board, Carioca's on some of the ships, one of the ships. You know, it's just when you go in there, it's at least like in the general dining rooms, the main dining rooms, which you'll rotate throughout the cruise. they're kind of akin to, like we said, like a Whispering Canyon type atmosphere, like a Garden Grill, like a Crystal Palace, kind of similar to those restaurants you pay a lot of money for at Walt Disney World. But you also have the opportunity to go to what I would call like signature dining experiences like Paolo and Remy, which, you know, it's very much, if you're pricing it out, Disney Cruise Line is not cheap, but it's very much, to me, like staying at a deluxe resort, but there's a lot more positives, like Ricky mentioned. You're seeing the world. You're getting extremely good service. They take your room steward takes awesome care of you. You get first-rate entertainment. I mean, it's just, and it's relaxing. That's the number one thing Ricky said. I have to agree. It doesn't kill you as much as a Walt Disney World trip.
Oh, that sounds great. Thanks for saving a lot of the work for each. I'll just like play in this part of the video when it's over. Like, hey, you got to convince me now.
Hey, just give me a call. I'll convince them.
That's right. Look at my pictures. There's plenty of pictures of cruising. If those don't sell you on it, I don't know what will.
Sounds good. It's always great to talk to you guys.
I was going to say, actually, speaking of like trying to sell it, I do, and it is up on the Mouse for Less. Right now, I am working on my vlog series that I had from sailing on.
That was yours. I was wondering if that was yours because so long ago I saw that.
Yeah, I know. Well, my computer, you know, bummed out on me, and then it took me a while to get back to it. So I've been working on the cruise videos. So if you want to see what it's like cruising on the Disney Magic, I have those videos. They're up on the Mouse for Less. I have just finished day 6. Day 7 will be up within the next 2 weeks, and that's the last day that I have. So you can go back and kind of, it gives an over-encompassing experience of sailing on the Disney Magic. So each episode's about 15 minutes or so, except the first episode, which is a little long, because, you know, it's the first day of the ship, and you're trying to explore and everything like that.
Heck
so,
yeah, best day.
Exactly. If you want to see what it's like to cruise, that's probably the best way, because it gives a firsthand experience of it.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thanks
guys.
So much for calling.
Always
we appreciate
great to talk
hey,
to you.
Call us next month and happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Go
All right. Take care. That's right. Go Lizards. Talk to you soon.
Go Lizards.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon, guys. Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. 407-413-9395. Give us a call. Kelly is asking in the chat, what is the best ship for a first-time cruiser? And what I would do is I suggest finding the itinerary that works with your destination you want to see and with the time of the year. If you can cruise when the kids are in school, you are going to save significant money.
That's why I went to Canada.
I know, seriously, you can save a ton of money. I just saw a cruise for a couple weeks from now that they threw out some travel agent rates that are cheaper than staying at a value resort. But I'm trying to figure out how to do it, but I don't think I can.
Yeah, I bet. I don't think you can.
All right, let me get the next call in here. But I would say the Disney Dream. If everything equal, the Disney Dream on a 4-night is a good way to get your feet wet. I like the Dream. It's the bigger ship. Lots to do. And the Dream, going to the Bahamas, good first taste of cruising. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, it's Alfred.
Hey, Alfred, what's going on?
Not much. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Hanging in like a hair in a biscuit.
What does that even mean? Oh, my gosh.
I just have to pause my video. For some reason, I'm not hearing you guys too well.
Yeah,
the phone's a better way to listen when you're on with us. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'm on the phone with you. That's
okay.
The thing.
Okay.
I'm still having
I'll yell.
Okay, it's a little better, I think. Okay.
Oh, good.
I haven't been to the Disney World since December 17th. So it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not too long. I mean, come on. that's months.
As a Disney
for me,
fan.
I'm used to going every New Year. So
okay.
Got it.
Not to
okay.
have gone in New Year's this past year kind of made me crazy.
Yeah,
but
I get it.
So I actually wrote down 3 questions that I need to ask. To preface this, I'm also a DVC member.
Okay.
Welcome home.
Thank you. So with that, because of certain issues I have, do you feel that getting insurance through DVC is better than doing insurance through the flight?
So the thing is, working as a travel agent, you know, we get that question a lot about vacation protection, and we're not supposed to give too much information just because we're not insurance brokers. You know, we can add it if a guest wants it. I give all the information that the Disney travel insurance covers, and then everybody can kind of make good decisions. But, you know, some people, I'll tell you, you know, in my practice, it's about 50-50. Some people go third party with like insuremytrip.com or Allianz is a big one. They're probably the biggest one in the travel agency or industry. So it's either way, but it's a good idea.
You know, if you get the same coverage through a flight, through the airline, or
it varies. It totally varies. You got to read the policy. I'd definitely look at the policy.
Okay. All right. Next question. I'm coming. I'm planning April 14th to the 18th
of this year.
Yeah.
What was that?
Is it of this year or is it of next year?
Yeah. No, this year.
Oh, good. Okay.
Like 4 weeks from now.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. That's how crazy I am because I booked it yesterday.
Hey,
that's awesome. Okay.
That's how we do it. That's how we roll. That's a long way out for Pam Forrester, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah, me too. I usually do it within the month.
Oh, wow.
But other than Flower and Garden, what do you recommend doing at that time?
Oh, I mean, well, Flower and Garden is beautiful, so you're going to love that.
Yeah, I've seen that once already.
Unfortunately, there's not like a lot of events that take place. When is you said what are the dates that you're going?
April 14th to 18th.
Yeah, so it'll be too early for. I was going to say at the Grand Floridian they usually do like an Easter egg display, but I think you're a little too early for that because isn't Easter the
21st?
21st. So you might 21st. Catch the. You might if you like if the 17th, 18th, they might start putting out the Easter eggs. But that's kind of cool because the chefs at the Grand Floridian and a bunch of other places as well, they make these really elaborate eggs that are super gorgeous. So if they are there, I would absolutely make sure that you catch those because they're simply stunning. As far as other events, that's really kind of
is
it.
Is there an after hours at that time?
Let me pull it up. So on the Mouse for Less, we have all the dates for the Disney After Hours event. And let me see what.
You don't have those memorized, Ricky? Come on.
I don't. I know. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Let me see if I can pull those up and we can answer your other question and then we'll come back to see if they have another.
What's your third question? Because James J. Williams is going to Taco Bell right now because they're listening to the podcast and it's like a subliminal message. So way to go, James. So what's that last question?
The third question is, would you recommend the Disney dining plan?
It's a better value now than it's been in years and years because you get especially if you drink alcohol, it's a better value.
And if you're planning on eating a lot of character buffet meals, or things like that, it's a really good value. Too.
But you got to use every credit. If you don't use them all, though,
With the Disney dining, you get the one table, and the two snacks. So. Is that a good thing to have, especially with Flower and Garden?
Pam swears by it because you can turn that one quick service meal into three snacks.
Right.
Yep. I've never done it.
But only at the
same booth.
Only at the same booth. And if it's a booth that's not owned by Disney, so a couple of booths are actually like third-party booths, which is weird. I know France is a third-party booth. And there's a couple others. They may not be able to do that. Just ask when you go up to the booth and they'll be able to assist you to further on that. But yeah, I do know there are a few third party ones and they may not be able to do it. Also, to answer your other question about Disney After Hours, as of this moment, of course, as I say this,
it'll come out before Thursday. Yes.
As of this moment, they do not have dates past April 11th for the Magic Kingdom, the 13th for Hollywood Studios, or the 3rd for Disney's Animal Kingdom. So those are the last dates
that
I have.
Yeah, the day before you get there. That's how it works. Yeah. That's my luck Alfred.
So maybe they will announce it here soon.
Are they still doing the event for Toy Story Land?
The early morning magic?
Now that they are, Yes. I can find out if they're holding that. Hold on. Let me see. And if they are, you can always check the Walt Disney World website too. And they have the mm-hmm. dates that is taking place. I feel mm-hmm. like.
Because that's also a good deal. It seems.
I feel like
people
the
like
Disney
that, yeah.
Early Morning Magic, they do have scheduled out a little bit further out. And I'm not entirely mm-hmm. sure why they do it that way. But I do feel like I see more dates open for the mm-hmm. Disney Early Morning Magic. So let me
okay.
also.
How much is that ticket for that?
I want to say it's $99, $89 or $99, but I'm not. Don't quote me on that because I haven't booked it lately.
It looks like. Hold on, I'm pulling that up.
See how I did, Ricky? Is it $89 or $99?
Of course it's not showing me. Oh, here it is, $69 for the early morning.
It's a bargain.
Yeah, for the early morning magic is. Wait. Nope, I lied. $69 for kids, $79 for adults. So,
okay.
And it is, let's see here. It's taking place on the 14th at the Magic Kingdom and the 21st, which you won't be there anymore.
Oh,
so the 14th is when it's taking place at the Magic Kingdom. Yeah. Let me see what it is at I know it's like right there. You're so close.
The 14th, I'm on the plane. I would never make
seriously.
It.
Welcome to my world.
Let me see about the one in Disney's Hollywood Studios. It's like they know that you're gonna be there and they're like, nope, not for you. Okay.
Yeah, not for me.
Oh, I have good news.
All
the
right.
one at Hollywood Studios is taking place while you're there. So it's taking place on Monday the 15th and on Wednesday the 17th. So at least you can go to Hollywood Studios and do that one.
Is that
and
one not $99 or $89?
No, that one is, hold on, I'm still looking. Of course, you asked me the price.
That's what I was thinking of, was that one.
$79 for that one.
So, well, it's better that it's cheaper than what I was saying. So there you go.
Yeah.
Now,
the $89 is the Disney after hours for the annual pass holders. I think that's what you're thinking, Mike.
Okay.
So
discounts would be for AP, DVC?
I asked another question and you guys are talking.
That's okay. I heard your question. Sorry. So discounts for DVC, AP, anything like that?
I don't believe they don't have so discounts either. For that.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay. It's still a good deal for the morning because you get breakfast and all that.
Correct.
So,
yes.
I think it's great. Yeah.
Hey, well, Alfred.
Now,
what else were you saying? I would do that,
Ricky,
though, if you want. I mean, it puts you ahead for that day. You're looking for extra events to do. I'd totally go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would.
Yeah. No, I definitely want to do that and ride Slinky Dog a million times.
Well, I don't know if you can do a million, but you can probably get a good 9,000 in before everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll make yourself sick. All right. Hey, we got some more calls coming in, Alfred. So we got to scoot because we're only going to be here for an hour. But hey, give us a call in April. Let us know how it goes.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, buddy. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Have fun.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right. So we got to sing happy birthday, Ricky, looks like.
I'm not singing.
It's Jill's in our live chat. Her birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday. Whoa. Saved by the phone calls. Getting ready to sing happy birthday to Jill, but we got saved.
Bye-bye.
Hey, who is joining us in the 256? Huntsville, Alabama.
Hey, this is James J. Williams. How's it going?
Hey, how's Taco Bell?
Oh, no, just got home.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, Ricky, you'll probably be able to help me a good bit on this, maybe. Mike, you might be able to. I know you like to pass stuff on to Ricky.
That's right.
I like how the confidence level just dropped right there.
I'm just going to sit back and drink my Coke Zero out of my saving cup. Go ahead, Ricky.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
So, the rider switch, how exactly does that work?
It's funny how Ricky gets the expertise on this question. She's the one that doesn't have kids. But go ahead,
right.
Ricky. This is all
exactly.
you.
So it depends. The official answer is that everyone has to have a fast pass. And then you go up to the person who is at the fast pass queue and you say, I'd like to participate in rider swap. And they will give you the return time for the remainder in your party who would be going. Again, they still have to have the fast pass. And so the first group would go, and then the second half would stay back with the child who couldn't ride. And then the second half would go in the fast pass line after that. That's the
okay. So here's my next question.
Okay.
And I, you know, might be cheating the system. I don't know. But so Slinky Dog Dash, for example, mm-hmm. our oldest son would be tall enough to ride it. I don't know that our youngest son would be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Would our oldest son be able to ride with both of us?
Yes.
Yes.
Because Paige loved this. She got to ride with both of us when Mallory was too little.
Okay.
We called Mallory the little golden fast pass. We called her that forever. Because of her, because one of us had to sit with Mallory. So Paige would ride with me, and then I would go and hold Mallory, out, like outside of Space Mountain, back when Pam would ride Space Mountain. And then Pam would ride Space Mountain with Paige. And so, yeah, she loved Mallory, not only because she was her sister, she was the golden fast pass.
Right. That is awesome.
Yeah, it is for the kids.
That is awesome. Yeah. Good deal. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. Thanks for all y'all do.
All right. Hey, enjoy. So what's your go-to at Taco Bell?
No.
Yes.
I just got a big variety pack, man.
There you go.
It's been a while since I've been, so I just went with a variety pack.
It's
just going to enjoy.
It all tastes the same. It just has different names.
It does taste the same.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, buddy, take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
And it tastes the same when you're burping it up later. So, yeah.
You're so right. Oh, mercy. All right. We have our next caller on the line. I don't know if they're having Taco Bell for dinner, but hey, who's joining us?
Not.
Hey, it's Spencer from Cleveland. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Spencer. What's going on? Are you having Taco Bell this evening?
No, but I had wings that made me cry, though.
So I've been watching a lot of MLB Network, and MLB Network, because I watch all the spring training games, they have like four different commercials, and that's all they show for like the whole entire month of March. They have Best Western and they have Dairy Queen. That's like they're nice. And Dairy Queen has these new wings. They're supposed to be spicy and sweet. There was no sweet to them. I ate the things. I was crying. I'm dying right now still, so I'm drinking soda like crazy. So anyway, yes, I'm with you, Spencer. It was hot. I had hot wings.
Yeah, I went to a local bar and they had, they're called Scorpion Death or something crazy. And I was like, I'll try them.
Oh, that's awful. That sounds terrible.
I had 2.5 out of my dozen and it was just, it was bad.
Well, see, at least mine were called sweet and spicy. I mean, something called Scorpion Death, you're asking for it.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
So what's going on?
I was just calling to say that I went to Disneyland for the first time last month.
Awesome.
And it is... I want to say Disneyland itself is way better than Magic Kingdom.
Yes, I get that. I get that. Yes.
Yeah, it was really neat.
Mike has not been, so he can't speak to it. But I get it. Yes, that it's way different and way it's way more intimate, which is nice. I appreciate that fact of it. Now the crowds are not as nice. I feel like they're just
right,
as intense.
Right.
But yeah. So what did you like the best about? Visiting Disneyland.
Man, I don't know. Pirates was great. Haunted Mansions. I think Haunted Mansions is pretty much the same, except for the hat box.
Yes, which was not there when I was there. So I'm bummed that I did not get to see the hat box ghost. Yeah.
Let's see. Matterhorn was amazing. I got to ride both sides, and it was just so much fun.
Did it beat you up as much as it beat me up?
As much as the buffalo scorpion that you just ate an hour ago?
Yeah. It was, it wasn't, I think I was prepared for it, so it wasn't
That's
as bad
good.
As it could have been.
That's good.
But I got my driver's license at the,
awesome.
The auto area, behind the auto area, whatever it's called. But I think the best part was the Cars ride in California Adventure.
Absolutely. Love the car. It was the Radiator Springs attraction. Yeah.
I couldn't believe how cool it was.
Yeah. It's super cool. Way
the animatronics and everything. Oh gosh. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But, I want to thank you guys for, doing the show and having, so much information. It's great.
That's all,
Thank
Ricky. I just have the dad jokes. The information comes from Pam and Ricky.
That's pretty much the truth. I actually, I talked with Matt Parrish because I'm going to be on Wedway, I assume, this week. I'm trading. I'm a trader. It's fine. That was one of the things he told me. He's like, you just know so much information.
Yeah, it's great.
So thank you for listening. We very much appreciate
it. Oh, and also I saw in the chat, Indiana Jones was great too.
Oh, yes, it is.
I really
like
that. It was way better than Dinosaur.
Yes, it is. Well, Dinosaur scares the bejeebus out of me. Indiana Jones did not. So there's that. Yeah.
Hey, well, hey, thanks right, for the quicker trip report, buddy. Take and go drink milk. Right. Talk to you soon.
I think he needs it.
Take care, Spencer.
Bye. Bye.
He's out. Somebody check on Spencer in an hour.
Yeah, right.
What did he say the thing was called that he ate the wing?
I don't know. It was something ridiculous.
Some scorpion.
Hot.
Oh,
yeah, scorpion.
Anytime
yeah.
you eat a food that has scorpion in the name, you're just. I don't feel sorry for you. I like Spencer, but I mean that's just. Oh. That's something I would totally do. One time I had a, speaking of wings, and we have the phone lines open. I know people are trying to get in, 407-413-9395. Get in right now. But I went to Buffalo Wild Wings one time and ate an atomic wing. And it came out with a sticker on it, like a warning sticker, like, do not eat this. But I mean, they were serving it. It was only like a quarter. But I paid for it for like 2 days. I think it was so.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And then after I ate the wing, I itched my eye. I almost had to go to the emergency room because it burned my eye so bad. I'm not a smart man all
you?
The time. I
know.
It was with all my teacher friends, too, back in the day.
Nice.
All right, 407-413-9395. We haven't mentioned Galaxy's Edge yet, Ricky.
I know. I'm really surprised. Mike, you asked for it now, though, so.
I didn't talk about it. You know what? Okay, here's the question I'm getting, Ricky. And, I mean, we'll probably get a call in here while we're having this discussion. But people are saying, you know, a lot of people were booking for, like, November, thinking that's when it was going to open. A lot of people were trying to get in their vacations before Galaxy's Edge opened. They booked in August and September. Like, we're going to get that September trip in before all the madness. Now it's going to be open. But the thing is, I wouldn't change my trip, even if I was worried about Galaxy's Edge, because 95% of the time, you're not going to be in that part of the park. You know, and at least 75% of the time, you're not even going to be at the studios, most likely.
That's true.
And it's going to draw crowds over there, so it's got to draw them from somewhere. It's going to draw them away from Epcot and Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom, I would think.
Yeah, I agree with that. I definitely think, you know, it will increase the crowds at Hollywood Studios. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Totally.
I mean, you know, the studios, I mean, they already have trouble as it is, and adding this massive amount to it is going to increase it exponentially. So if you really want to avoid all the Star Wars hoopla, just don't go to Hollywood Studios. I think that's the best advice. I mean, if you're just ridiculously scared of how bad the crowds are going to be. If you still want to brave it, then go to Hollywood Studios, but don't go to Galaxy's Edge. So mm-hmm. It's nice. It's a whole section of the park that you don't have to go to. You can go to everything else and avoid that section and avoid the line to get into that section. So that part's good. I don't know how much more intense the crowds will be. As I mean, the hard part is we can't really predict it as well because we don't know where they're at right now as far as bookings and how many people are planning to be down there and all this. Now, I can say because it's opening on Labor Day weekend or right before, crowds will definitely be more intense Labor Day weekend than they have been in the past. So if you've gone Labor Day weekend and been like, there's nobody here, which I mean, there's still a lot of people, but Labor Day is usually one of the less crowded holidays because everybody's back in school or going back to school right then. I have always loved going around Labor Day because I just feel like the crowds aren't super intense, but they're going to be intense this year. And I mean, I already knew, like, I was going Labor Day weekend and I already know, like, crowds are going to be bananas. But I'm prepared for that. And I also go a lot. So, you know, for me, it's not so bad. But if you are going Labor Day weekend, just know it will be elevated, I'm sure, because a lot of people will be headed down there.
So like, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I will tell you that, you know, I do work with bookings every day, and I have not seen an instant sellout of all resorts.
That's good.
You know, for say the beginning of September, that has not happened.
That's good.
There's a little uptick, of course, but here's the thing, and let me just throw this in because I want to get your thoughts on this. One, I think it's a great time to open it if they could get it done. Because think about it, after Labor Day, that is, it's not the slow time of the year anymore because there really is no slow time, but it is one of the slower times of the year. I would much rather them open it in early, have it going in early throughout September, just gradually building through October, November, because we were here and like it might open like right before Christmas. I mean, that'd have been crazy. That'd have been nuts. Like the busiest time of the year to have something hard open like that. The other thing I like, and they're not using these terms, but it is exactly what it is. It's a phased opening with one attraction out of the two. And they're not doing Fast Pass, which I know that a lot of people are upset about this, but I think it's going to, I have two schools of thought on this. One, I think that on-site guests should have the advantage of FastPass because you're paying extra. You're an on-site guest. You should be able to book a FastPass. However, I know that the standby, just the throughput.
The standby is going to be continually moving.
Yes, it's going to be moving because standby would be crazy.
Because they are letting FastPass people in.
Yes.
And I think that that will help a lot, actually. Instead of a four-hour wait, you may have a three-hour wait. I'm over-exaggerating, but I mean, we may see it that way.
It'll be five hours, I guarantee it, initially.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, instead of like a ridiculously long wait that you isn't going to be a true wait, it will be a true wait.
It'll
you
be
know what
a,
I'm
yeah
saying?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah. So instead of it being 7 hours, it'll be 5 hours. You know, like, because there won't be FastPass. So that's kind of.
But what do you think, though? I mean, should, because I've been reading the conversations and I've been doing a lot of thoughts since it came out. Because again, you know, this is my livelihood. It's you do this too. You know, we give these things a lot of thought. And when I call the travel agent line, like when we have to do things on the phone with Disney, which I do 5-10 times a day at least. It's so funny because, you know, we have our typical music loop that we listen to as we, you know, are on hold for guest relations or something. And they break in. It's every 5 minutes ever since they made the announcements. Every 5 minutes, because it tricks you, because you think somebody's answering the phone because there's like a pause. You're like, yes, I got a cast member. I can get my stuff done. Nope, it's this little guy comes on after like 5 seconds of dead air. And he said, you know, he warned you that Galaxy's Edge, you know, having a booking does not guarantee that you're going to get in the park or that you're going to get into Galaxy's Edge itself. There's no fast passes, you know, giving all the capacity warnings in the legalese that has to be said.
Yes.
But I think that, you know, now that we've had about a week or two to kind of digest everything that they've fed us so far, this is probably best case scenario. And the only thing I'm having trouble with is I think that on-site guests should have a slight advantage over day guests. And I know you may disagree because you don't stay on-site as much.
Yeah.
I do. And I mean, you're paying more for those hotel rooms. You should get something. A little bit, you know, a little. I don't know. Jump in. We got a call coming in. But, you know, jump in and tell us what you think. That's what I'd love to hear. Because, I mean, I'm not right. It's just my thoughts. All right. Whoa. Hurricane. Hey, who's joining us? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Jeff. I'm in Jacksonville driving home from work. I have a first question.
All right.
Taco Bell or Burger King?
Oh, Taco Bell every day. I haven't been to Burger King in years.
Another question. I know they haven't said anything, but do you have an inkling or a feel they might do passholder previews for Galaxy's Edge?
The questions come up in the chat room like 10 times every show we do. Ricky, what do you think? I say 75% yes.
Oh, you think yes.
I think they will.
I'm torn on this because it will depend on how much construction they still have to go. And I know that they're behind Disneyland. I don't know how much behind Disneyland. At one point, obviously, they were like 6 months behind. But of course, they're trying to speed it up now because they've already announced that they're only going to be 2 months behind. So, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. If they do, it will probably be maybe 2 weeks of preview. Maybe I let's put it this way. I wouldn't bank on it.
No, I wouldn't
but
do
if
that.
if they do offer it, then bonus. I mean, I have many annual pass holders, so bonus for me. But I wouldn't bank on it. Let's put it that way. They didn't do it for Toy Story Land. They did do it for Pandora. So it really depends on where they are in the construction with the land, and that, because that's what happened with Pandora. You know, they were ready to go and they were able to have an annual pass holder preview. But for Toy Story Land, they were still doing construction like the night before, so they opened the land. So I mean, it really is going to depend on how tight they are, and I suspect they're probably tighter now that the date has been moved up.
Yeah, and then one last question for my friend. She's taking her 3-year-old son down in May for the first time, and I've been helping her out through it. She got her fast passes this morning. She did Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Twinkie Dog Dash, Toy Story Mania, and Frozen. He's right around 38 inches now. Is there anything else you would recommend?
Oh.
Besides stretching the kid? Is it 40 for those attractions, I'm guessing? I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head. Are they all 40s?
I think they're 30. I know Soarin' is 40.
Okay.
Space Mountain's 40, I know.
I know. We have the list of the height, like, restrictions at Walt Disney World on the Master List. I'm pulling them up now to see. Let's see, 38. So, yeah, 40 looks like the magic number for a lot of things, which is unfortunate. they can do alien swirling saucers. Let's see here.
So those ones that she got, though, are already, they're all 40, like Seven Dwarfs, 40?
Seven Dwarfs is 38.
There you go.
So they're good there.
Soarin'? Well, no, I mean, Frozen?
Frozen is nothing, because that doesn't have...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, just got to use a little loop.
Yeah.
Good work, pal. Nice
yes,
work, pal.
Cali River Rapids is 38 as well.
Who's
so,
riding that?
Yeah, those are the ones that are... Slinky Dog, I think he said.
38?
Yeah, that's 38.
Oh, golden. Yeah. And those are great fast passes.
Yeah.
No, I was texting her the other day. And I said, now make sure you're up at 6:30 tomorrow morning and get them done.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
And so she got them done. But I'm gonna get off her. I'm gonna go get me a shredded chicken quesarito at Taco Bell. And one last thing, we made it in. Go Ohio State Buckeyes in March Madness.
There you go.
There you go.
That's it. All right. Enjoy that Taco Bell. For at least you remember, you never own it. You just rent it. Just see.
Oh,
that.
My goodness.
Talk to you later, buddy. We got to get Taco Bell to sponsor this.
I was going to say, Mike, you need to contact Taco Bell because the number of people who go to Taco Bell after listening to our podcast is ridiculous.
So,
Taco Bell, if anybody listens and they work for Taco Bell, we will gladly take your money.
Well, you know what though, I'm kind of shooting myself in the foot because I'm sitting here drinking Coke. You know, they're owned by Pepsi. So,
Taco Bell or Texas Roadhouse. If anybody works for those companies and want to sponsor us, we will gladly take your money.
Oh, yes. And you know what? The chat has really blown up with, comments on the pluses and the positives and negatives with going down this year in the fall. And I think that's exactly what it is. There's not a right answer. It's going to be attitude, don't you think, Ricky? I mean, because
exactly.
If you want to see madness, you're going to see madness. But if you want to make the best of it and say, you know what? We're going to have a great trip anyway. And plus, we get something that no one else. I mean, just think, like, in 20 years, you could be like, I was there the first month Galaxy's Edge was open. Just even if you just peek in, you know, just to get to go in there.
No, exactly. It is all about the attitude that you take going into it. And, it will be what you make of your trip. Your trip will not be ruined because you are going.
Not at all.
Galaxy's Edge is open now. Your trip is not ruined. It's just going to be a little different than you thought it was going to be. I mean, it's going to be fine. I promise. You're going to have a great trip. It's just a little different than you thought. And having a good plan and knowing going into it ahead of time. I mean, look how many people don't know about Disney at all and go to Disney and then they're going to find out, oh, hey, Galaxy's Edge is open and it's a surprise. So, I mean, look, all the people who are listening here, you're getting the leg up on this because, you know, you're going to know what your expectations should be heading into it versus those people who just show up and they're like, hello. And then they're ticked off because, I mean, you know, Galaxy's Edge is open and there's a ridiculously long wait for it and they weren't prepared for that. So at least you'll be prepared.
Do you think maybe, I don't know. So give us a call. Anything you want to talk about Disney related, we can talk Galaxy's Edge. We can talk, you know, Taco Bell. We can talk whatever you want to talk about.
No,
today,
not Haleo. Taco Bell. No. Haleo,
whatever you'll talk about. But hey, we're probably done with Taco Bell.
I like Bob's suggestion of being sponsored by Jose Andres and Jaleo. So I'm all in.
Yeah, I'm a simple guy. So here's the thing, though. Is it possible? Because, I mean, you know Diz Twitter and Diz social media.
I do.
And Diz podcasts, which lead to a lot of this stuff. We try not to. Is there a chance that we are overselling this? Is there a chance?
Yes, but I would rather be oversold than undersold. Let's put it that way. I mean, like I said, I've been there for the opening day of both Pandora and Toy Story Land. So I have some knowledge in what it's like to experience an opening day of a land. I've been there for two of them back to back. So I know what it's like. I know how crazy those two lands were on opening day. They were bananas. I mean, Pandora, there was a huge line just to get into the land. Yep. And it was hours long. I mean, it was a good 5, 6, 7 hours long. I know that the line to get into Toy Story Land was ridiculously long. I saw it wrapped all the way around the park, wrapped all the way down to ABC Commissary.
It was crazy long.
Will the lines be long for Galaxy's Edge opening day? Absolutely. 100%. If you want to go to Galaxy's Edge on opening day, you will be waiting in a line to get into the land. And then you'll be waiting in the line to ride the attractions. 100%. Now, the only downside is that for Toy Story Land and for Pandora, I had fast passes so I could get into the lands. Unfortunately, there's no fast pass for this, so I can't get into the land at a time. So there's really no hack for getting into the land without waiting in the line. That's the bad part, is that there was a hack for me to get out, you know, to not have to wait in that long line. And now there's no hack for that. I'm just going to have to suck it up and do it. I will, because I want to get in the land. There's no hack this time, unfortunately.
I had a hack for new Fantasyland and Toy Story, but I don't have a hack right now for Star Wars. No. I need that hack.
Yeah, no.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's Haleo.
I took Spanish. I thought it was Haleo. That's what I was going to say.
I don't speak Spanish. I don't speak French. I speak English, and apparently not very well. So.
I took 5 years of Spanish and can barely speak English.
I took 2.5 years of Spanish. Yeah, I still can't talk.
When I was a senior in Spanish class, and I took it for those last two semesters, because I took it 8th grade, both semesters, and all the way, every semester in high school. So I was up to where you're supposed to be able to speak it by, you know, your senior year, and you were doing a lot of cultural stuff. All I remember was Miguel out in the hall, because I was always talking. So I spent a lot of time out in the hall, because I was talking in English to everybody in the class. Imagine that. Here I am behind a microphone, talking Disney.
I'm learning bonjour, je ne parle pas français, parlez-vous anglais. So,
hey, speaking of, I don't know what you just said, but there's going to be a new crepe place in France.
There is!
I don't know if that's French, but there you go.
That's super exciting. There is going to be a new creperie. I'm probably butchering that as well. Again, don't speak French. But it's going to be near Remy's Ratatouille Adventure when that opens in Epcot. So that's exciting.
So they're going to have both sweet and savory crepes?
And it's going
to
be a table service restaurant.
No way. I thought it would be like a window.
I know. I did too. There's going to be a window. Again, I think Disney has this thing where, like, if you're putting it in a restaurant in their parks or in Disney Springs, you have to have a table service option and a quick service option, because that seems to be what they're doing. It's a table service, savory crepes, and sweet crepes. So it'll be delicious. I'm excited.
You know, we were just talking about what we're excited for going down in May for Mallory's cheerleading competition, because we're getting close to where we're kind of got the itch. And I was saying, you know, I'm going to definitely have breakfast in France back at the patisserie. That is just, I mean, there's so many good options. Like you can't get enough. You got the eclairs, you got the, what I have. I had a breakfast sandwich. I had an eclair and one other little sweet thing. I can't remember what it was, but I mean, they all look great. It is like that, like the Impressions de France where the kid has his like face up to the glass. That was me. That one, and that one, and I need a breakfast sandwich because I got to hit protein.
That's gonna be me too. Yes, it's just all the delicious pastries and breads and everything. I just put my face up to the glass. 100%.
Let me ask you this: what percentage of guests? And again, give us a call 407-413-9395. We're gonna go for about another 10 or so minutes before we get out of here. What percentage of guests do you think don't even have any clue that the patisserie is back there? Because I wouldn't know. I mean, really? I mean, you got to go looking for that thing.
You do have to go looking for it. Because it's not like you can wander through that back alley and still not know that it's there. So, I would say, because you have to go in the building or realize that building says, like, you know, what patisserie means. So, I would say a good number of guests do not know that it's back there. I would go like 85% walk around. And they're like, la, la, la.
I mean, because I'd say like at least 50% of the people just walk on the, like, you know, just on the promenade and just kind of look at the faces of the countries. You know, the other 50%, I'd say most of them probably do go back in and kind of explore a little bit. But think about it. As you go in the patisserie, even if you get all the way to the back, it looks like a store as you go
in.
That's how it looks like.
Yes,
that's
true. You have to actually go in and look. And yes, you do. I agree. It's...
But it's,
it has,
you know,
to be explored.
It's St. Patrick's Day, though, as we're speaking. You know what? It is kind of like the big pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I mean, if you get back there, you're like, oh, look at all the good stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty incredible. So, French food. I can't wait.
Okay. So one thing I wanted to talk about, which we have, you know, we can take a couple more calls, 407-413-9395. Come on in. You always want to be on the show, everybody. It's your chance. Luckiest thing that's ever happened to you at a Disney destination, with it being St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I can tell you the unluckiest thing that's ever happened to me.
If you want to be negative, go for it. Whatever.
Mike, you were there.
Oh God, I don't remember what happened.
No, it was when I you got the gold. The magic.
Where's that fast pass? It's around here somewhere. You.
And I didn't get one.
Yes, I have a dream fast pass. It's hanging on the wall somewhere.
Yes, Mike got the dream fast pass, and Ricky got passed up and did not get one. So
that was during Year of a Million Dreams, and those people like disappeared. Like,
they did.
We were walking off Peter Pan, and they handed like they gave like the first six people off, and you were like behind me. You must have been number seven or something.
I must have been. And boom! I didn't get one. I was out.
The irony of it was too was that it was my last day. I was driving home right after that attraction. I didn't even use it, but I was glad because I kept it as a souvenir.
I'm so mad that I should have just been like, I literally should have just gone up to them and went, wait, I was with them. And then I would have probably,
you should have cried is what you should have done.
I should
have
broke
down hysterically like a good Disney fan. All right. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, it's Alfred again. You brought up that question.
Okay, go for it.
I'm the Dream Fast Pass too.
There you go. Everybody's got him, but Ricky.
That was the highlight of my trip.
I think I found it. Let me see if I think I have it right here. Hang on.
No, this is not fair. Yeah, I swear. Not fair. Everybody got a Dream Fast Pass except me. I got passed by. It's not even right. Oh, Mike's getting it. He found it.
He found it.
You mean this bad boy?
Yeah, I mean
that
one.
Thing.
Yeah, the Dream Fast Pass.
All the Fast
Passes
still intact.
That one. Yeah.
I wonder if they let
you use
it.
Did you use any of them?
I did not.
Mike?
Nope.
No,
I didn't either.
It was December 14th, 2008. It was at Mouse Fest, is what it was.
It was for Mouse Fest, and I was right behind you, and I did not get mine.
So I was getting.
I got mine at both places, Florida and California.
Oh, see, now he's rubbing it in even more.
Now you're being mean.
Fair.
So let's see. It was good. Let's see. It was good for Big Thunder, Buzz, Jungle Cruise, PhilharMagic, Peter Pan, Space, Splash, Stitch, and Pooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I dislike you both right now.
Alfred,
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I like the way you roll, though.
California had the Matterhorn on it.
I'm sure it did.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous. All right.
Okay, we have another call coming in. Thanks, Alfred. We love it that you called in and told us that. All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, bye.
All right, hey. You just want to rub it in. All right, we have another call on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, Mike. It's Karen from Illinois. How are you?
What's up, Karen? I'm doing great. I'm just flashing my Dream Fast Pass right
now. No, he's rubbing it in. It's fine.
Awesome. Well, my daughters wanted to tell you some of their luckiest things that happened to them in Disney World.
Please.
So here's my daughter, Leah, who is going to be 10 tomorrow. It's her birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh,
happy birthday, Leah.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Oh. So I wanted to tell you some of the luckiest things that ever happened to me in Disney.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I got to be in Disney at the same time as my best friend and got to go on a bunch of rides with her.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
And so it was really fun.
I only get to go to Disney with Ricky.
I know.
You know? Not even my...
get to go with Mike. That's
kind of like an acquaintance. I don't even call her a friend. No, just I'm just teasing. I should not be mean to little kids.
No,
we are good friends.
No. Mike's one of my best friends, I guess.
That's so cool. So what was the best part about being with your friend? Because we did that with my oldest daughter. She got to take her best friend when they were 9. They loved it.
Yeah. Well, the best part was probably going on Flight of Passage with her. It was really, really fun.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. It's just awesome to be able to go on that ride. It takes forever unless you have a fast pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. We managed to get a fast pass for the same exact time.
Good mom.
That's awesome. Yes.
So is there any other big experiences you've had down there?
When we were flying, when we were supposed to be flying home, our flight was canceled due to bad weather here. Mm-hmm. And so we still had our passes, and my Aunt Pat and Uncle Bill were staying an extra couple days. So we still had the hotel room, so we got to spend an extra day in Disney.
Oh,
that is lucky.
Yeah, I never get lucky like that. Never. No. You're so lucky.
Was lucky.
So, hey, do you have a sister that's going to join us or somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, happy birthday tomorrow. Make sure you have a great one.
Hi.
Hey,
Hi.
Who's this?
I'm Autumn.
Hey, Autumn.
Hi, Autumn.
So, one of my favorite events that happened in Disney was when we got stuck on Rock and Roller Coaster and we evacuated because they turned on the lights because it's in the dark roller coasters. So then you guys see it in the light.
Now, wait a second. Cool. You sound way too young to be on Rock and Roller Coaster. I'm just saying, you rode Rock and Roller Coaster?
Yeah.
Oh, there's adults that won't ride that ride.
That's so awesome.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 7.
Oh my gosh. Piece of cake, man. This is not right? This is no scaredy cat.
I would never have ridden Rock and Roller Coaster at 7. No way.
Okay, so let me ask you this question, Autumn. Was it scarier with the lights on or was it scarier with the lights off? Because I know when I see Space Mountain with the lights on, it scares me to death because I'm a tall guy and I'm worried it's going to give me a haircut.
It's higher than I expected.
Yeah, I didn't know. It probably is. Yeah, I never thought about that. I'm just screaming like a baby when I ride it, so I don't know. Hey, well, Autumn, thank you so much for calling, and make sure you're nice to your sister tomorrow. It's her birthday.
Thank you, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, same
happy
to you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, have a piece of cake for Mike.
All right.
Talk to you later, Autumn. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love calls like that. How sweet is it? She sounded way too young to be riding a rock and roller coaster.
That's fantastic.
That's the hidden message there. She was riding rock and roller coaster. Right. Yeah, everybody in the chat's like, she's brave. You're not kidding. There's adults that are like, no, thank you. I'm not doing it. All right, so we have lots of birthdays. So if it's your birthday tomorrow, happy birthday. Ricky, real quick, what was the most lucky thing that happened to you?
Oh, gosh.
Besides the engagement, because we talk about that all the time.
Dang it! I was going to say it. That took me how long?
You've said that like 17 times in 11 years.
You know, besides the engagement, I mean, really just I'm lucky just to be there. And it's such a sappy thing. And I know that. But, you know, I get to count my lucky stars every day that I'm blessed to be able to go down as often as I do. I'm blessed to be able to blog about it and write about it and vlog about it and, you know, get to share with everyone else. Like that really, honest to goodness, that is the luckiest thing that you all put your trust and faith in me to do this and share with you all. And that's lucky to me. That's incredibly lucky. So, I'm sorry.
No, but it's kind of the same for me. Like anytime that we have had any kind of an event down there, whether it was BOGP Storms Norway, when we rented out the Norway Pavilion for breakfast, we were the first ones on Soarin' that day. The first ever meetup at Mouse Fest when we just started the podcast, we were like 6 months old. We didn't think anybody would show up. And Jackie was there. Jay was there. Folks that are still an integral part of the family. Yes. I mean, it was just, Lorenzo. Yeah. I mean, it was,
Lorenzo.
Oh my gosh. It was so, you know, like it started with this like humble group of like, you know, 12 of us. And then it just kept growing. And we've, you know, going on 5 podcast cruises here soon and races. I mean, 1700 lizards. It's amazing. Personally, for my family, because I asked this of my wife, you know, we're going to talk about tonight. She said the luckiest thing she thinks ever happened at a Disney destination, at least in her opinion, and I agree, we were that first was the first podcast cruise, I think. It might have been. We got selected as the family of the day, got to go on the ship first. That was kind of was really cool. Like they like announced from St. Louis, it's the Rollman family. We got to get our picture under the ears and first ones on the ship. Cool. Got to go to the buffet first. That's
nice. Hey, that's right
exactly
there.
Right.
That's key right there. Yes.
Now, I love that. Yeah, Taco Bell needs to sponsor the show because now people are dropping in their orders as they go through the drive-thru. Yeah, Michelle's right. I mean, I miss all those meetups. I'm talking to Bob, who's in our chat. We've been talking over the weekend about doing more meetups moving forward. So I like it. Going back to the old days. I mean, this is a start. We're going back to the live call-in shows, which I love because it's a great way to kind of all get together and talk about things. Mm-hmm. And so much fun. So I think we're going to call it a night, Ricky, or a day.
Okay.
If you're listening on Thursday.
That sounds like a plan. I will go tend to my husband who ran a marathon today. So
he did a full.
He ran a full marathon today. Yes, sir.
In Atlanta.
Yes. It was the Publix marathon.
Nice. Well, tell him congratulations.
Yes. So this is number 9, and in April will be 10. Which I mean, considering what we're doing, I think the 10th marathon there is going to be amazing. So
nice. Yeah. Well, hey, good stuff. All right. Well, we're going to duck out of here again. If you're listening to the feed on Thursday, thank you so much. Today's show, as always, brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So if you want to book a Disney cruise, go down to World, head out to Disneyland, even Adventures by Disney. We work with that every day. Just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out the free no obligation quote, and an agent will get back to you right away. Again, themagicforless.com. Give us a follow on the social. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod. Ricky does a great job with that account. And we have my account, which is at BeOurGuestMike.
Yeah, that's all right.
You get running pictures every morning to wake you up. I try to smile. I'm always like frozen, like, I'm smiling. It's 6 in the morning and it's so cold. But, you know, you get other stuff too. So, yeah, follow me at BeOurGuestMike. And, of course, be a part of the Facebook group. Over 8,100 Disney fans there right now. Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And use the Amazon affiliate link if you don't mind. That helps pay the bills with all the hosting and bandwidth and everything that our hosts come back. Like, hey, it's kind of, they're like a cable company. You know, they're like, it's going to cost you a little more this month. It'd be a shame if your podcast happened to go off the air because you didn't pay the extra bills.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what it's like. So Amazon helps greatly because we keep getting new listeners, which we love. It's no problem at all. But you're going to buy stuff on Amazon anyway. Click the link, please. It helps us so much. I'm not kidding. All right. So we're going to get out of here. Apparently everybody's heading to Taco Bell. Be careful out there. Chili cheese burrito is always a solid choice.
I'm guessing they need the Taco Bell to soak up the green beer that they've been drinking.
That's true.
Today.
It is St. Patrick's. That is a good. That's a good wrap to the St. Patrick's Day weekend, probably.
Taco Bell
finishes everything off there. You know, it's how it goes. You'll be green in no time if you go there. So.
Nope.
That's how it goes. All right. Well, we are going to be back again tomorrow. If you're listening on the feed, we will have another show. Pam and Ricky will be here. We're going to have fun talking Disney. You know, so for your Sunday night or Thursday, until we see you again, stay safe out there, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.